9901.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul joins us out of the gates for his analysis, his breakdown. The congressman from Texas, of course, a presidential candidate who sent shockwaves through the political system, the controlled left-right paradigm, is with us for the next 20 minutes to break down what we're facing. Congressman, are you feeling the dread that many of us are feeling right now?
Yes, I do, but I don't think it's brand new. I didn't wake up with it. I've had it for a while. I don't think the election was a surprise, but the rhetoric is getting pretty strong. And they are getting very bold. I think McCain was obviously backup candidate in case something happened where Obama didn't win. They'd have been okay. They'd have been satisfied with McCain. But they've been positioning Obama for a long, long time. You know, he's a man of the people, and yet he was the first guy to spend, more money than anybody else. He probably spent more money than everybody else put together in these last 2 years. And that was, on the books, it's about $750 million. But when you look at all the free stuff, and you look at all the things that have gone on in the last 3 or 4 years, I consider the fact that he's probably had a $2 billion campaign. But we have to realize this started a long time before he even announced to be president. Anybody who would have gotten that much favorable coverage for so long, you know that the plans are laid for him to be the individual that's going to be taking care of the corporate elite.
Well, he's the guy who helped ram through the banker takeover bill, and now what you predicted and others predicted is happening. They're openly announcing the end of the dollar, a new Bretton Woods, a new world monetary system run by a small group of private international banks. We will buy our carbon credits from them, and Barack Obama is signaled that he will do whatever they say.
Yep, and I think there's no doubt about that. He wouldn't be there if he didn't toe the line. And, when the meeting starts on November 15th for the new monetary system, this could be, the beginning of the end of what we see as what's left of our national sovereignty. I don't know how long it'll take for their announcement. I guess the meeting starts on November 15th, and it won't be November 16th. I think it'll be a little while before the announcement is made and before we fully understand it. But I think the fact that the markets are relatively calm right now and the dollar has not totally crashed is all being orchestrated by all the central banks. The message is out that the dollar is doomed. They can't keep doing it. But I think temporarily they've been able to hold it together. But something has to give. And it's on the business news station now. It's not just your radio show and others talking about it. I was watching a business station yesterday, and they were very, very upset. Stiglitz was on. I guess you've heard of that guy. He was on, very much bragging about this thing, about a new world reserve currency and world regulations. That means world government, and it looks like it's coming rather rapidly right now.
That's right. We played the clip yesterday. He said, over the banks, over the stocks, over every nation, a trilateral world currency, everything the Trilateral Commission announced in the 70s, everything we warned people about, and Obama is saying he's going to give us change. But the change with class warfare is robbing the middle class and transferring it all to the multinational corporations.
You know, I guess you heard a statement by Sarkozy from France. He said that we want to reform capitalism. But our president, came right back and he says he's all for this world summit, but only on one condition, that we not tamper with the free market system. and people believe this stuff. They just listen to that and it just goes over their heads, and it's so sad.
Congressman Ron Paul is our guest. Just tuned in. The last segment, we were discussing how they're openly announcing a world government of and by a private group of central banks, the same international institutions that created the derivatives implosion that we're seeing right now. Reuters, Obama urged to shape new economic order. Biden, in the last week, his running mate, the new vice president-elect, has called for world government twice last week and a new world order. Everything we told you decades ago, you are now seeing it. So they move out the old puppet Bush. They're moving in the new puppet to fool the left now to get on this bandwagon. And Congressman, I've been interviewing a lot of international experts, by the way, including Stiglitz, who's pushing all of this right now. And they are saying, yes, the big announcement that Powell's talking about on the 21st or 22nd of January will be devaluing the dollar and basically announcing a new economic order run by the very people that orchestrated all of this. But other world leaders are saying it's also going to be economic implosions and military adventures. Pakistan, what is this huge event where they're naming dates, but then won't tell us what it is?
Well, they're just getting us prepared, and they are doing the planning, and they're in charge, and unfortunately, the people get distracted. I consider our election this whole past year or two is just a distraction, making everybody think, boy, this is really critical. This election means everything. You know, if we don't have McCain, the world is going to go to the dogs, or vice versa. If we don't have Obama, we're not going to be able to take care of the people, and the poor are all going to suffer and die. And it's all orchestrated to people, so people are misdirected from the important issues of war and peace and money and the Federal Reserve and the business cycle and all these calamities that are going on. So they don't want us to know, and by the time we do know and figure it out, then it's so hard to reverse the trend. You know, it's sort of like the Patriot Act should have been defeated before we passed it. Once it's passed, it's really tough to repeal laws like that.
Congressman Powell is saying the 21st, the 22nd. Others are naming that date. You're there at the Hill. You know, you're closer to the inside of the actual workings of power than the general public is. I mean, have you heard anybody who has inside knowledge about what the crisis is, or is it going to be the announcement of the New World Order?
Well, I think it's going to be an announcement of a new monetary order, and they'll probably make it sound as very limited. They're not going to say this is world government, even though if you control the world money and you control the military, which they do indirectly, they do control the world. They're mainly interested in controlling the money and natural resources, and right now it's not in the hands of private property owners. Here in Texas, you know, we develop natural resources pretty much by private property ownership, and we all survive rather well. But compare that to what happens in Alaska. But what happens when it's a world central bank, worldwide regulation, and world control of the whole system of all the commodities and all the natural resources? What else can you call that other than world government?
And it's going to be controlled by the very financial institutions that orchestrated the controlled crisis, and they're openly saying, for those that don't know, and I'd like the congressman to comment on this, but these IMF and World Bank chiefs, the head of the International Bank of Settlements, Treasury secretaries, others, Fed chairman, are saying that we will pay different stock taxes, different derivatives taxes, different taxes on the stock market transactions, and there's going to be world carbon taxes that you buy from this group of banks. I mean, that is total control, and as Barack Obama said, he's going to bankrupt the coal industry that gives us 49% of our power. This is the neo-feudal model.
Yep, it is. It's indirect control. They're not going to own the coal mines, but they and the coal processes. What they do is just tax you, and they can control us. And I've argued the case that we don't have private property in this country anymore because we have all the responsibility and liability. But can you use your land without getting permission? You have to get 20 permits to use your own land. In order to stay on the land, you have to pay huge taxes. So we pay rent to stay on our own property. Can't use unless you get government control and government permission. But here now, the permission isn't going to just come from Austin or just come from Washington. Now we're going to have to go to La Hague or, you know, wherever they control things. And the big thing here is it slows things up so much. I imagine a few of them think that they'll be able to manage this and we'll be able to help take care of everybody, but obviously that isn't the case. They're going to make this world a lot poorer.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Join. You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Congressman Powell is saying the 21st, the 22nd. Others are naming that date. You're there at the Hill. I mean, have you heard anybody who has inside knowledge about what the crisis is, or is it going to be the announcement of the New World Order?
Well, I think it's going to be announcement of a new monetary order, and they'll probably make it sound as very limited. They're not going to say this is world government, even though if you control the world money and you control the military, which they do indirectly, they do control the world. They're mainly interested in controlling the money and natural resources. But what happens when it's a world central bank, worldwide regulation? regulation and world control of the whole system of all the commodities and all the natural resources. What else can you call that other than world government?
And it's going to be controlled by the very financial institutions that orchestrated the controlled crisis. And they're openly saying, for those that don't know, and I'd like the congressman to comment on this, but these IMF and World Bank chiefs, the head of the International Bank of Settlements, Treasury secretaries, others, Fed chairman, are saying that we will pay different stock taxes, different derivatives taxes, different taxes on the stock market transactions, and there's going to be world carbon taxes that you buy from this group of banks. I mean, that is total control, and as Barack Obama said, he's going to bankrupt the coal industry that gives us 49% of our power. This is the neo-feudal model.
Yeah, it's in direct control. They're not going to own the coal mines, but they and the coal processes. What they do is just tax you, and they can control us. And I've argued the case that we don't have private property in this country anymore because we have all the responsibility and liability. But can you use your land without getting permission? You have to get 20 permits to use your own land. And in order to stay on the land, you have to pay huge taxes. So we pay rent to stay on our own property. Can't use unless you get government control and government permission. But here now, the permission isn't going to just come from Austin or just come from Washington. Now we're going to have to go to La Hague or wherever they control things. And the big thing here is it slows things up so much. I imagine a few of them think that they'll be able to manage this and we'll be able to help take care of everybody, but obviously that isn't the case. They're going to make this world a lot poorer.
That's why Newsweek's calling him the president of the world. They're calling him that in British and German and French newspapers. I mean, they are calling him the one. I mean, anytime you see that in history, Congressman, isn't that dangerous?
I mean, that means not only dangerous, but maybe we have crossed the Rubicon. You know, maybe it's going to be very difficult. So we have to look for sources of optimism. What do we do? Ultimately, though, all that happens to us is a result of philosophy and beliefs and convictions. And that's where I think we've made some inroads. You know, in spite of the shortcomings of our campaign, I think we made some inroads in calling attention to a lot of people in this country, the importance of monetary policy, the importance of the central bank, the importance of how government causes so much problem. It's just that we're in the minority.
That's right. Your campaign covered all the issues that are now unfolding center stage on the world. But as you said, the global crisis they were going to engineer, for decades you've said this, that when we came to that point, it would be with the free market and liberty and freedom be able to use the crisis to expand liberty, or with the establishment who orchestrated it, use it to bring in more bondage. Now, I want to get into the trifecta, the House, the Senate, so now the legislative, and the executive, at least for a year or two, with just absolute power. How dangerous is that with Chuckie Schumer talking about all these new taxes and more gun control and fairness doctrine restricting free speech?
I think it's very dangerous, and the first year is probably going to be the most dangerous year. And just think of Bush's first year, but he also had the 9/11 thing that he could use to scare everybody to death. And Obama will use the financial crisis. The crisis will get worse, and there'll be some more military skirmishes around the world. So he'll say, well, we've got to do this, we've got to do this. And just as the Republican Congress wouldn't say boo to our Republican president, you know the Democratic Congress is never going to stand up. There'll be a couple, maybe a Dennis Kucinich and a few others who are principled and anti-war. But the Democratic Congress will not stand up to the president. As a matter of fact, a lot of Republicans might say, hey, how do I stay in here? Obama's so popular, I better go along with it. I don't want to look like I'm in opposition to this. Sort of like how many people went along with the bailout. Oh, I don't want to look like I don't care about the financial crisis. I better vote for this. Oh, I don't want to look like I don't care about the danger of the terrorists coming here. I better vote for the Patriot Act. There's going to be a lot of that, and there's going to be a lot of legislation passed, I think, in the first year.
Well, that's the issue. Obama's called for a million-man youth brigade as large as the military. The Air Force has now announced more brigades being added to NORTHCOM. What is the left, the mainline left, going to do when they realize that Barack Obama is actually going to intensify all of the policies that George Bush had?
Well, there's not too many left. I mean, you have the Ralph Naders and others, but they get marginalized just as I was in the Republican Party. So those who are principled, who object to this, aren't going to be heard from, and people are going to go along with it. And that, of course, is where our problem is. So I don't know. It doesn't look all that good.
No, it doesn't. Congressman, how do we prepare for this? How do we... I mean, we already had the government triple under George Bush. Now Obama's talking about expanding and even more. I mean, what do we do, in your educated opinion, to somehow save the republic?
Well, they're going to claim they're saving it because they take all these people up and put them in all these organizations in the military and things. Oh, unemployment rates are going down. That's what they'll probably argue. No, we have to continue to do what we're doing. You're in the business of passing on and spreading information. That, to me, is the most crucial, getting more people engaged, more people understanding what the issues are. Nothing else is more important than that. And then when you see an opportunity, then we have to turn this into political action, and hopefully we don't give up on that too soon, but it does get rather frustrating, especially after elections like this. But there's going to be special elections. So, you know, there's two senators that have to resign now. There'll be special elections there. There'll be, congressmen that'll, you know, there'll be special elections. In special elections, it gives you a better opportunity for us to spread our message and identify because turnouts are lower. That's how I won office the very first time. If I hadn't won that thing, I'd have never been in politics.
Congressman, do you think that we are in danger of not just them using the staged economic crisis that they created to get total control, but Gulf of Tonkin? Because they're also talking about terror attacks, inaugural bombings, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda wants to test the resolve of the United States. Do you think that's in the cards?
Oh, well, it sure is. But back to the philosophy, it's the philosophy of the Bush doctrine, which was that we have the right to preemptively strike anybody. And then he even expanded that recently by saying, well, we don't have to invade and conquer, but we have the right to go in and bomb anybody without their permission. That's why we go into Pakistan and into Syria, which are acts of war. So they have the tools to do it, and they have the sentiment, and most Americans are oblivious to what's happening.
So you're saying you think members of the establishment might stage something so that people will then support more warmongering, but this time by Obama?
Yeah, of course, we've been worrying about that for a long time. I thought it would have occurred sooner because Bush was so anxious to go into Iran. It hasn't happened so far, so maybe our talking about it made him back off a little bit.
Congressman, that doesn't mean we
should be complacent.
Hold on one second.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the...
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Phones in the shower for our guest. And he can talk about any issues, so the folks on hold, you can talk to him as well. He's Gerald Celente. We're really honored to have him with us. We wrote a story at PrisonPlanet.com last week titled, Celente Predicts Revolution, Food Riots, Tax Rebellions by 2012. He goes on international television, national television, Fox, CNN, you name it. He is one of the, if not the most accurate, because I've been following him for more than a decade, people predicting trends. They call him a trend forecaster. I would call him a futurist, but just seeing where things are going. And he makes a lot of the similar predictions we make, but I tend to just read UN think tank documents, RAND Corporation, where they say what they're going to do. He said, there will be a revolution in this country, and it's not going to come yet, but it's going to come down the line, and we're going to see a third party, and that's the catalyst for it. The takeover of Washington, D.C. in broad daylight by Wall Street in a bloodless coup. And then he goes into talking about basically riots and homelessness and complete breakdown of society. And so joining us for the next hour is Gerald Celente to talk about a host of issues and get where he thinks we're going in the future. And, of course, you can also link through and go to his website, trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex, thank you for having me.
You bet. We got 3 minutes before we break, but just lay out in the first 3 minutes a little bit about yourself and what trend research is.
Well, current events form future trends. So we look at the major social, economic, political, geopolitical, environmental, consumer. We look at over 300 different categories on a daily basis worldwide, looking for those major trends that are shaping the future. For example, the current event today that everyone should know about is that what Citigroup announced, they're firing 50,000 people. I mean, and they're not going to make those jobs up in the Circuit City of Starbucks. So we look at this data and we analyze it, but we do so as political atheists. Both of these parties, you know, we have nothing to do with them. And so we look at events for what they are and not the way we want them to be. And that's what really stops a lot of people from seeing the future. The other thing is when you look at economic forecasts, political forecasts, they do it one-dimensionally. They don't look at all the other interlocking fields.
Yes.
So that's what we do differently than most others. The system that we have, we call globalnomic. It means including the entire world, from the word globus and mnemine, to manage, because trends can be managed. You can see what's happening and then take the measures necessary to protect yourself or to profit from what the future may bring.
Absolutely. When we come back, I want to get into the fact that the NSA uses its snooping system not so much to even, quote, spy on the individual, but to see major trends and try to get ahead of it, to control it, and to give that info to select intergroup corporations. The government, the big corporations, they know what you and I know, Gerald, and what you're so good at. They just don't like advertising real systems to the public.
Well, yes and no, because we've worked with a number of the major corporations, and, you know, that's our business. And I have to tell you, there are corporations like Ford, for example. They came to visit us in the 90s, and they, you know, we thought we were talking to dead people. And we said, you know, why waste our time working with these people when we know that what we give them is not going to be implemented? So, you know, we assume that they know, but from our experience, Alex, most of them are well behind the curve. Examples, you know, look at the major corporations today and how they're suffering at so many different levels.
Gerald, I want to get into how you integrate all these different sectors of the economy and the society, how you come up with your trends that have turned out to be so accurate. But before we do that, perhaps we should get the listeners who don't know who you are to learn a little bit about Gerald Celente, how you got into this particular field and became a leader in it, or the leader in it. And, you know, basically some of the predictions that you've made that have been so accurate and where you see us going, you know, fleshing out the discussions that you've had about basically complete breakdown of society and martial law type scenarios.
Well, the way I began my career, after graduate school, I managed the mayoral campaign for the fellow running for office in Yonkers, New York, and it was 1971. And from there, they sent me up to Albany. I did such a great job. And I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate, which, by the way, was the worst job I ever had. You know, it's a disgusting spectacle to see grown men grovel, particularly from a kid that was grown up in the Bronx. And, you know, you'd watch all these people. I'd be talking to a buddy, you know, we'd be in the chambers, in the Senate chambers, and a senator would walk in. My buddy would leave me to go help the senator sit down, you know, pull his chair out, you know. So when my friend would come back, I'd say, what's the matter? You know, the guy can't sit down on his own. He needs some help. So that was I got to see the insides of government. From there, I went to St. John's University, and I taught probably one of the nation's first courses in American politics and campaign technology in 1972. From there, I went to Chicago, and I was a government affairs specialist working for segments of the chemical industry and other parts of the industry, and between Washington and Chicago. As a matter of fact, I was in D.C. When the first energy crisis hit there, in 1973. Jimmy Carter later becomes president, and the Iranian conflict breaks out. And I had been following this thing for years, Alex. You know, I knew how the CIA overthrew the democratically elected government of Iran and Mossadegh and on, and how the SAVAK, the secret police of the Shah, was only second to the SS. You know, it was a brutal regime. When the revolution started to happen in Iran, I knew it was real because I knew of the pent-up hatred that they had against this guy. Jimmy Carter goes to spend New Year's Eve with the Shah and his wife, and he and Rosalind. And in those days when the president came back from overseas, it was a big deal. He walks up to the microphones after saluting out and walking out of the helicopter on the White House lawn. And Jimmy Carter announced to the American people that the Shah was the island of stability in the Middle East. At that moment, I became a political atheist. I'd been around long enough. I knew the game. And then the second thing that hit me was, what will be the implications of what's going on? And I realized that gold and oil prices would increase. So I started to speculate in both those fields. And I was only a kid. I was in my early 30s, you know. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I did know enough that I knew that the American public was getting one story, and then it was a whole other story on the international scene. I made enough money from that where I quit my job. And that's when I began the Trends Research Institute in 1980, always under the understanding that current events form future trends. But if I look at them, as you said going into the break, without looking at them the way I want them to be, the way I wish them or hope them to be, and just the way they are, and let the data speak for itself, then you can see a clear direction of where the future is heading. And you know, it's like going to a doctor. You get a diagnosis. You don't call the doctor an SOB if you don't like his economic or political diagnosis. You accept it for what it is and work from that parameter. And that's what we do. We see the trends, the way they're laying out in front of us, where they're going to go, and then we work around that direction, not trying to redirect it in our minds so that we hope for something different.
Well, now, specifically, because we have limited time with you, I could talk to you for 10 hours. You've got so much information. Briefly, I know you don't like to brag, but no brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say. Break down some of the predictions and trends, the projections that you've made that have unfortunately come true. And I say unfortunately because your analysis is pretty much identical to mine and many other experts I'm interviewing about, on the good side, total depression, breakdown of society, police state. On the bad side, Road Warrior, Mad Max, 10,000 BC, just lawless third world bands of, that's what you're talking about now, and that's where all the trends are headed, and government is doing everything it can to accentuate that. So let's break down some of your track record and then get into what's happening currently and then into the future, sir.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue.
is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Specifically, because we have limited time with you, I can talk to you for 10 hours. You've got so much information briefly. I know you don't like to brag, but no brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say. Break down some of the predictions and trends, the projections that you've made that have unfortunately come true. And I say unfortunately because your analysis is pretty much identical to mine and many other experts I'm interviewing about, on the good side, total depression, breakdown of society, police state. On the bad side, road warrior, Mad Max, 10,000 BC, just lawless third world bands of, that's what you're talking about now, and that's where all the trends are headed, and government is doing everything it can to accentuate that. So let's break down some of your track record and then get into what's happening currently and then into the future, sir.
Yeah, well, I guess my first big forecast came in 1980. Actually, it was January of 1987, and I had predicted that there'd be a stock market crash that year, and the Wall Street Journal gave me credit for that one as well. From there, the next big one was with, I had in my book Trend Tracking, as a matter of fact, I came out and said that there would be a new third party. This was in 1988, and for some reason I said that Ross Perot would be the type of candidate that would kind of head this kind of party. And in those days, nobody knew who Ross Perot was. From there, my other big forecast in the consumer end had to do with gourmet coffees, the organic foods, water in the early 80s, a big water trend, bottled water, a whole variety of natural healing trends. Matter of fact, one of the early books I worked on in 1986 was called Natural Healing. So I got a very good understanding of that field as well. And again, this is what really differentiates me from a lot of the other trend forecasts, is in that I get involved in a lot of the fields where I see things going and understand them at a different level. So those are some of the things. Then back going into the economic crisis, we had then forecast the 1990 recession, how long it would last, and the 1997 foreign currency crisis, the dot-com crash. In our Trends Journal, we said in October 1999 that by the second quarter of 2000, we would have the dot-com bubble would burst. Then the ensuing recession. And then this past November 7th, we took out the domain name panicof08.com. And we knew that there would be the panic of 08, and we also said that they're in our top trends for 2008, which came out on December 17th, 2007, we said that there would be an economic 9/11.
And now we see that unfolding. What do you see What is the best case scenario versus the worst case scenario? I mean, take that question any way you want. Those are just general thoughts I have.
Well, and let me back up too, because you know we're only human here, and we don't see everything, and we don't make all the calls properly. In the 1990s, for example, we underestimated in around 1993, 1994, the impact of the computer revolution and the technology boom. Now, any of us that remember back then, you know, it was still in its infancy, and so and they had that law. I forget which the name of the law where things increase at an exponential rate in technology far beyond what we had ever anticipated. So that's what's got us out of the 1990s recession, because we should have been in the shape we are in now back then had it not been for that technological boom. Now,
I understand for time we're oversimplifying, but also they changed the banking rules in 93, 95, 99, so that also helped the bubble along.
That helped the bubble along, and that created the big bubble that burst that we're in now, as you well know.
Yeah.
So, but just to give you the scenarios, yeah, we're saying we're going to go into a depression worse than the Great Depression, and here's why. And then I'm going to tell you why it cannot happen, or it may not happen.
Yeah, I mean, there is a way to get out of this.
Is a way to get out of it, but not through fiscal and monetary stimulus. If we have an alternative energy breakthrough beyond solar, wind, geothermal, biofuel that they like to talk about, whether it's something in coal fusion, zero-point energy, charged clusters, permanent magnets, hydrogen power, something like that that's a productive enhancement that's as big as the discovery of fire or the invention of the wheel, then we get out of this economic mess.
A whole new market, a paradigm-shifting development. You're saying minus that, we're in deep trouble.
Minus that, we're going to go into the greatest depression, and here's why. Back when we had the last depression, most people didn't own homes. They didn't have all this burden that they're carrying now with taxes and everything else, insurance. Back then, people didn't have home equity loans. Matter of fact, you know, we're probably both old enough to know when people had something called second mortgages, they were called losers. Back then, people didn't have credit cards. They weren't over $14 trillion in debt. Back then, the government had a trade surplus. We were not $700 billion in the hole.
And the people were self-sufficient.
And the people were self-sufficient. Back then, the government was not spending, 11.5 trillion and growing in the hole with a budget deficit. Back then we had budget surpluses.
Oh.
Back then we weren't costing us over $2 trillion to fight wars. Back then we had a manufacturing base that when the Depression finally did end with the onset of World War II, we were able to manufacture ourselves out of it and then later on the rest of the world.
Gerald, you were going over why we're in such a much more precarious and weak and debilitated position than the people that went through the 10 years of the Great Depression, and then forecasting where we're going in the future. Please continue.
Yeah, the other thing, too, and by the way, the one that you pointed out as well is very, very important. The people are more self-sufficient than they are now. You know, this is it's like a baby state in so many ways. And, you know, people looking for help from the government, my God, you know, I mean, Katrina quality rescue skills, what are they looking at? And it was, and the other thing that people need to know was during the Depression, you know, we didn't have it. You know, you can do some of these work project things that they talk about. You know, we didn't have these deficits that we have now. So to keep talking about stimulus packages, to keep talking about work project packages, where is this money going to come from? And again, as every historian or economist knows, the only thing that got us out of that depression was World War II. So having said that, we are looking now in the short term. Here's the scenario that we see unfolding. What we're going to see is after we think the real breakdown is going to begin in February. That's our forecast. Because in February, we're going to now realize the shock of what has happened from a disappointing Christmas holiday retail season.
And you think the Obama, hope will fade by then as well?
Yes, for a lot of people. It's going to fade for the people that have lost everything. You go to all of these places around the country, like the Carolinas, we had Wachovia, Wachovia and all these banking centers, financial centers, people living in their McMansions and having these huge, huge mortgages. I mean, they're going to become McBoarding houses as they try to get people in there so they could pay the rent and pay the taxes and pay the utilities. So we think it's going to be February because the real data is going to come in to show how really bad this is. Having said that, there's still going to be the element of hope that Obama is going to be able to do something, and being that they're painting him as an FDR and cloaking him in that mantle, get ready for a bank holiday. And so, and I love the terminology, Alex, that they use, you know, holiday, you know, they make it sound so beautiful. That means you're not going to get your money out of the bank. And they're going to say, don't worry, it's FDIC insured. They just can't get it out all at once. So we are also in that camp, by the way, that we are going to see, even though it doesn't look like it now because of a variety of manipulations going on, we believe that gold is going to go into the 2000 range, and we're going to see periods of deflation whereby all those homes out there are going to be worth a lot less than they are now. And there's a glut of product everywhere, deflationary prices on one end and hyperinflation on the other. As I mentioned with February, because once all these retail outlets start closing, as we're already seeing with Circuit City, with Starbucks, it's going to be a glut of commercial real estate, and that's the next shoe to fall.
All right, long segment coming up. I want to break down that over the next few years, what he thinks government's response will be to this, why he thinks it will push the people into open rebellion. Our guest is Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones. Our website's InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Alex Jones with Congressman Ron Paul and trend forecaster Gerald Celente in this encore presentation of the Alex Jones Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from